An ABC investigation has exposed China's vast network of secret ethnic gulags. Via high-resolution satellite imagery and Chinese government contract databases, it shows for the first time the scale and rapid expansion of China's controversial re-education camps. The data was provided by analysts at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute. Dylan Welch from ABC's Investigations reports.
These Uyghur children are reading from a lesson called I Am a Law-Abiding Citizen. The video was broadcast on Chinese state media earlier this month in response to growing international outcry over the detention of ethnic Muslim minorities in a network of camps in the country's restive province of Xinjiang.
What we're looking at is a system that is being rolled out at an incredible pace, the scope and scale of which is absolutely massive.
Fergus Ryan is an analyst for ASPI's International Cyber Policy Centre. He's one of a group of researchers who have spent the last 3 months poring over satellite maps, contracts from Chinese government tender databases, as well as videos, articles and photos from Chinese media to prove not only the existence of the camps, but their staggering size and disturbing role.
A vast, sprawling network of camps, of indoctrination centres, essentially, where the people who are being detained there is an attempt to really rewire their political thinking and erase their Islamic beliefs.
The researchers examined 28 camps and found they had doubled in size in the last year. In just the past 3 months, they've grown by 600,000 square metres, about the size of 30 Melbourne cricket grounds. Mohammed Atawala is from Hotan County in southern Xinjiang and has been studying in Turkey since 2016. He told the ABC that his mother, two brothers and a brother-in-law are all held in the detention camps.
The detention destroyed my family. I cannot bear keeping silence because I start to think there are genocide.
Since he left China, he's been sent a series of audio messages from Xinjiang security officials who are trying to cajole and threaten him into returning.
He says, if I trust them and do what they say, things will be okay. If I don't do what they say, let's see.
And you think the let's see is a threat?
Yes.
And that's Uyghur Mohammed Atawala speaking there with reporter Dylan Welch. The Chinese embassy in Canberra declined to be interviewed for this story.